Perhaps it's redundant to speak of new life in a verdant garden, yet that's what's quietly emerging behind the long-closed gates of Occidental's Western Hills Nursery. Even before the three-acre property on Coleman Valley Road was acquired by new, low-profile owners from the East Bay in 2010, a small core of dedicated volunteers were working to ensure that the much-loved property would not fall too far into decay.
All of the microclimates on that 3 acres were so out of balance. This first year has been clearing and allowing the air to move and moving things around because they had become so overgrown. That was after we got rid of all of the blackberries, of course.
Stacy Miller is the garden manager and volunteer coordinator at Western Hills Garden, the new name for the venerable property, where people are working almost daily to restore it.
What is happening in the garden at this time is rediscovering it, uncovering it, reintroducing the specimens that had been there, bringing things back in. We've gotten lucky enough to be able to actually find some of the plants in the community from people who had taken cuttings, and they're actually from the mother plants that were at Western Hills. So some of those things will come back and they'll be what was actually there from the plant that actually lived there.
More than 350 volunteer hours per month have been dedicated to this effort over the past year. It's a lot of work, so much that Miller wonders how the last successful owner of the nursery, Maggie Wyke, was able to keep it going.
How did Maggie do it? How did Maggie run a full-time nursery and maintain a 3-acre botanic garden? The number of specimens there is mind-boggling. How was that possible? We're doing it with 14 constant individuals, more than half of which are volunteers. So how was that possible to do it with two people?
The larger crew working now is not just doing garden maintenance, Miller notes. Their restoration efforts also involve the buildings and the sizable pond on the site, as well as making allowances for the natural changes that have occurred there over time.
It's not just gardening, you know. It's not just taking your trowel out and hammering at the land. The restoration of the buildings has been incredibly important. The planning as far as having lost certain sections of the garden to the trees having matured, where once that entire property was full sun, now it's become more of a shade garden. So then you have to decide what's going to go where once something that loved the sun.
The overall vision of the current owners, who prefer to remain as anonymous as possible, is to preserve the biological diversity of the site, which is home to several thousand different species of plants, from flowers and grasses and ground covers to shrubs, vines, even trees, and to reimagine it as a sort of public space.
We call it the nursery in retirement because it will not be a nursery again. That is not the plan. The plan is to open it as a public garden and have people visiting the garden, events, that sort of thing.
The goal now is to open the recultivated garden to the public in midsummer of this year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.